Homily for Monday, the 22nd of November. We find ourselves in the very last week of the liturgical year. Yesterday we celebrated the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. This feast announces the closing of the liturgical year. And next Sunday, we will celebrate the first Sunday of Advent. It marks the beginning of a new liturgical year for us. So we're quite literally between times. I'd like to take advantage of this between times time to talk to you about my retreat last month. It was a very special and rich time for me, and also a quite unusual time. Like other Jesuits, I usually make my annual retreat by making the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. But this year was different. But first, let me introduce where I made my retreat. It was in a small Benedictine monastery in the village of Pecos, New Mexico. Pecos is about 25 miles east of Santa Fe. It sits in the Sangre de Cristo mountain range. That's about 7,000 feet above sea level. So when you get there, the air seems incredibly thin, and it takes time to get acclimated. I've been coming to this monastery since the late 1990s, so I know the monks and they know me. When I first started coming to the monastery, there were 25 monks. Now there are 7, down primarily due to deaths, and people these days are not exactly lining up to enter monasteries. I was at the monastery for 2 weeks. Staying at what's called the Hermitage. It's 4 units set at a distance from the monastery up on a hill. Each unit provides the basics: bed, bathroom, kitchenette, and very importantly, a big window opening onto the hills, valleys, and mountains. The real treat comes at night, when the night sky becomes studded with stars. It's really, really a thing of such rare beauty to see. Turning to the stuff of the retreat, I told you I didn't use the spiritual exercises. In fact, I knew I didn't want to make the spiritual exercises, nor did I want to do a lot of reading and reflecting, even on the scriptures. What I knew I wanted and needed was silence. Quite simply, silence. And in the silence, I wanted to let happen what would happen. There was to be no grand plan. And frankly, that prospect was a bit scary and unsettling for me. But I knew this is what I wanted and needed. I felt God's Spirit definitely pushing me in this direction. It's difficult for me to describe to you the experience of silence, my 8 days of silence. But I was genuinely surprised at how easily and quickly I took to just being. I had thought my inclination would be to reflect on myself in the silence, but that wasn't the case at all. In the silence, I became super aware of all around me. and I had the sense of not merely looking at things, but receiving them and relishing them. I was with them, and they were with me. Trees, air, water. The Pecos River flows through the monastery grounds. I grew in a sense of all these things as being given to me. Being given to me just as they are. They became God's creation for me. And God became present to me not only as the giver of all these gifts, but also as the giver of myself to me. I came to receive myself as where God is, as where God wants to be, and truly as where God delights to be. There came over me a peace and serenity that I count as the real gift and grace of the retreat. I took away with me a sense, a deeply peaceful and trusting sense of God's presence to me, and very deeply a sense that there's nothing I can do to separate myself from God's presence. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I feel so very blessed for having made this retreat the way I did. It was a grace time, and I thank God for it.